9FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today is going to be an episode about Quincy Jones. Recently, he has passed away, and he was a legend in the music industry. And I just want to make a tribute to his music and play his music. Yeah. So to start off, I want to play one of his biggest hits, 100 Ways by the one and only Quincy Jones and James Ingram. And then the song after is going to be a song he made for a movie, which was Boys in the Hood. That was the movie. And the song is called Setembro Rockets Brazilian Wedding Song by Quincy Jones again. And then the one after I'm going to play is Moody's Mood by George Benson. It's a cover, and it was produced by Quincy Jones. And George Benson is also a music legend, as you know. And then also in the song, I think, there's another performer, Marty Page, Pake. I'm going to play those three songs first. 100 Ways is on one of his popular albums, The Dude. I don't know if you guys know The Dude. That's not his debut album because he's been making music since like the 50s, so, which is crazy. And this one, The Dude, was made in the 80s. And I love his music from the 80s. It's just like, I feel like his peak music era. But he's just like always been a legend, and he's always made like really good music. I think he started out making jazz music and then continued with like all kinds of music, like pop. He's also done, I don't know if you guys watched the movie or the music documentary, A Greatest Night in Pop. I highly recommend watching it. I love that film. It's one of my favorite documentaries. I just love like seeing the production of a song, like the process of its making. And yeah, it's probably my favorite documentary. I just love seeing the process of music being made. And then it was also legendary because he worked with a bunch of pop artists that night. Very legendary pop artists. I keep saying legendary. They're just iconic. What can I say? So like Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, a bunch of people that night. It was the greatest night in pop, obviously. Obviously, that's why it's called the greatest night in pop. But yeah, I'm gonna start the songs.
Compliment what she does, send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold. Her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say? Maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay.
Find A funny thing, but every time I'm near you, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. Music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me a little thing that you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why. Stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go, talking out of my head again. Oh, baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. A cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together would do a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and get a release from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. You understand me? Come on and please pull yourself together. Got to do it very soon. My heart's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet.
Oh, pretty baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out. Maybe there we can find a good place to keep a loving state of mind. I'm so crazy about love, never knowing what love's all about. James Moon, you come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to.
The songs I just played for you guys were 100 Ways by Quincy Jones and James Ingram, Setembro, a Brazilian wedding song by Quincy Jones, and Moody's Mood by George Benson. Did you guys know that 100 Ways was sampled in Rhymes Like Dimes by MF Doom? And both artists, both Quincy Jones and MF Doom, have passed away, and it's so sad. Some of the people that Quincy Jones has worked with have passed away, and I am going to be playing those songs soon. So, for example, I'm going to be playing Frank Sinatra's collaboration songs with Quincy Jones, but the 2024 mix. Anyway, before I get into the next songs, I want to talk about Moody's Mood by George Benson. And you guys might think it is sounding very familiar. It sounds very familiar, that song, because Amy Winehouse also did a cover on the song. And you know what? Quincy Jones has worked with Amy Winehouse, which is cool. So their collaboration, him and Amy Winehouse, they also did a cover on It's My Party by Leslie Gore, which is interesting because Quincy Jones also worked on the original song It's My Party by Leslie Gore. So he actually worked on I'll Cry If I Want To, the album by Leslie Gore, and he produced the whole album, I think, and that's pretty cool because he also worked with Amy Winehouse and she did a cover on one of the songs that he produced. I'm going to play one of Leslie Gore's songs this episode, so stay tuned. It's probably one you guys already know that has been famous on the social medias. But anyway, the next few songs I'm going to play are L.A. Is My Lady and Best of Everything by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones. Both of the songs are by those two artists. And then the songs I'm going to play after that are Out of Nowhere and You Mean the World to Me by Nikki Yanofsky. And Nikki Yanofsky is a Canadian artist, and she was mentored by Quincy Jones, which is crazy. And she's like a jazzy, she kind of gives off like 2010s jazz. And actually this album, Little Secret, the one that Quincy Jones produced, but it's Nikki Yanofsky's album, it came out in 2014. So I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs.
Me a dancer. I brought her my wildest of dreams, and she came up with the answer. I leave behind a part of myself whenever I leave her. But oh, when I'm back in her arms, she smiles, and then I am home again. L.A. is my lady, she's always there for me. L.A. is my lady, she knows how to care for me. No lady sweeter, you know it the moment you meet her. I've been in times than I care to remember, and love's kept me cool in July and warm in December. It may not have lasted, but each time I thought it was heaven. You name it, I've been there and back, looking for someone who ever.
bags and hang around here a little while longer. The best of everything, that's what I wish you all. The best of everything, a Rembrandt on your wall. A yacht that wins you cups, skateboards with style and speed, show dogs or loving pups, pride of the pound or the pedigree. I hope you win that prize, pass that blue ribbon test. I hope your good keeps getting better till your better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed, I hope you get the best. The best of everything, that is what I wish for you. The best of everything, a Rembrandt hanging on the wall. I hope you win that prize, pass that blue ribbon test. I hope your good keeps getting better till your better's best. With every wine you taste, with every song you sing, by now you may have guessed, I hope. Thing.
think about you when I'm away. How I miss your kiss and hugging. How I long to have your loving. How you mean the world to me. I think about you all the time. I think about how you're all mine. How only I can hold your hand. How you're the one I call my man. How you mean the world to me. Everywhere I think about you and your smile, I think about the longest smile, and I would run to get to you. I know that you would do that too, 'cause you mean the world to me. Think about you, where do I start? 'Cause all the words I could unseal don't justify just how I feel. 'Cause you mean the world to me. You mean the world to me.
So the songs I just played for you guys were L.A. Is My Lady by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones. The Best of Everything by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones. Out of Nowhere by Nicki Yanofsky. And You Mean the World to Me by Nicki Yanofsky. So the first two songs were from the same album, L.A. Is My Lady. And then the two songs after were also from the same album called Little Secret. Yeah, don't know really what to say more about that. But actually, the next song is going to be another song from L.A. Is My Lady, which is Mack the Knife. So the next few songs I want to play are kind of fun. Like, I was like listening to them and I was like, oh, they're like fun to listen to. Not that the other ones are not fun. It's just like they have different vibes, you know, like the first three songs I've played in this episode are kind of my favorite songs by Quincy because they're just so pretty. And I love pretty songs. You guys know this about me. Anyway, so the next song is going to be Mack the Knife by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones. And I think Mack the Knife is also a cover. A lot of these songs might be covers because of the jazz music industry, especially with the artists that are like from the classic jazz era, like the 60s, 70s era, even the 50s, but they do a lot of covers, and that's okay, and they're beautiful. Sometimes they have better renditions of the original, and sometimes you can't even find the original, so there's that. You just don't know what you're gonna get. Anyways, so the next song is a cover by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones, and then the song after is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby by Dinah Washington and Quincy Jones, and then it's gonna be Peter Gunn by Henry Mancini. Anyway, and it's also by Quincy Jones, and it's also by John Williams, Herbie Hancock, and Arturo Sandoval. And I think this was a song dedicated, or not dedicated, but paying tribute to Henry Minichi. Who knows what the pronunciation is? Them Italian names, you know what I mean? But yeah. And then it's going to be My Definition of a Bombastic Jazz Style by Dream Warriors. And it is, Dream Warriors is a rap group from Canada. It's a Canadian rap group. And then Is You or Is You Ain't My Baby. I wanted to put it in because I loved when there's like trumpet in a song that's like, that sounds like a human singing, where it's just like, wow, 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 wow. You know, it's like a bird or something. You know what I mean? I guess you'll find out, but it's like wah, 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 wah. Anyway, and then my definition of a bombastic jazz style, it sampled Quincy Jones's soul bossa nova, and it was in Austin Powers, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, that one. So it was sampled in my definition of a bombastic jazz style. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm.
Hey, the shark has pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heath, dear. And he keeps it way out of sight. When the shark bites his teeth, dear, scarlet billows, they start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears Mac Heath, dear. So there's never, never, never a trace of red. On the sidewalk, one Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone perchance be Mac the Knife? From a tugboat by the river going slow, a cement bag dropping down, and the cement's just for the weight, dear. I bet you Mackey's, yeah, he's back in town. My man Louis Miller, he split the scene, babe, after drawing out all the bread in his stash. And Mac Heath spends just like a pimp now. Did our boy did he do something rash? Old Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, Bobby Darin, they did this song nice, and Lady Ella too. They all sang it with such feeling that old blue eyes can't add nothing new. But with Quincy's big band right behind me, swinging hard jack, I know I can't lose. When I tell you about Mac the Knife, it's an offer you can't refuse. We got George Benson, Newman Foster. Yeah, we got the Brecker Brothers and Hemp bringing up the rear. All those bad cats and more are in this band now, with the greatest sounds you're ever gonna hear. Ah, Suki Tawdry, old Jenny Diver, Polly Beecham, and Miss Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right there. Mackie's, yes, Mackie's.
have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk up to his gate, see if I can get this thing straight, 'cause I want him. And I'm gonna have him. Say, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A man is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find he's gone and made a change. Now is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Yeah. My definition of a boombastic jazz style.
Here we go, are you ready for one another? Dream Warriors noise is new discoverer. Once again with a new blend, so telephone a friend.
Yo, D-Roy's got this new song, it's dope, man.
All back diss to the prime is optimist. Fans are friends, I'm universal and cosmic. Concrete jungles abound. Stand by the speaker, you're smothered and covered up in the sound. You stand strong as you pump your fist. I'm talking all that jazz. Now what's my definition? My definition, my definition. My definition is this. My definition, my definition. My definition, my definition is this. My definition, my definition is this. My definition. Rhymes, it's often said to do damage. Skin so strong, even Superman needs a hand. So bob your head, dread, as I kick the funk flow. This rhyme is subliminal, yet you don't think so. I walk with a gold cane, a gold brain, and no gold chain. Behind the truth lies, there lies a parapet. In the mix is where Dream Warriors go. Define if you will, but I know so. There is no definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. Right now I know it's a flow, it just like a poet. Your definition of me is definitely wrong. Why must I try to lie and build an alibi? All you ask is just for me to be me. Replace a replaceable replacement with this. Relax, relax, relaxation, bombastic. My name is King Lou.
Mine is capital Q.
Bags of mostly water, search to find my definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. I sought beauty through the dust of strife. I sought meaning to my music addiction. Arise, awaken, we have need to reverse. A plague has befallen us, no time to rehearse. Speaks as speaking has spoken. This rhyme will not change things. It needs to be changed in a hearse. You find caskets in my rhyme baskets. Alright, no definition can define you. What's my definition?
My definition. My definition. My definition is this.
My definition.
My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition is this. My definition.
Yo, where'd everybody go?
So the songs I just played for you guys were Mack the Knife by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby by Dinah Washington and Quincy Jones, Peter Gunn by Henry Mancini, Quincy Jones, John Williams, Herbie Hancock, and Arturo Sandoval. And then it was My Definition of a Boombastic Jazz Style by Dream Warriors. So Mack the Knife, it is a cover, but it is also, it had a twist to the song, is what I was observing from the lyrics, because he did mention, but with Quincy's big band right behind me, I assume that is specific to the song because it is produced by Quincy Jones. And then he also mentions all of the artists that were in the band as well, like George Benson, Newman and Foster, Brecker Brothers and Hamptons. And he says all these bad cats are in the band now. Well, that's why I put Moody Moods by George Benson in the beginning of this episode, because I was listening to Mack the Knife by Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones and how George Benson was mentioned in the song, but I guess he's also in the band of that song. And that's why I included the George Benson song, because he also worked with Quincy Jones on Moody Mood or Give Me the Night album by George Benson, and also on the Frank Sinatra LA Is My Lady album. While just these really cool producers just working together or whatever, just really talented musicians just working together. And then, what was I gonna say? Oh, and then also I wanted to mention how fun Mac the Knife is. You know, it's kind of like a, when you're doing a live performance, or not when you are, but when you are watching a live performance and they call out the band, it's kind of like that, but in the song. And then also in the beginning, there's that guy who's singing a little bit, the I don't remember how he did it, but it sounded like a double bass, like just mimicking a bass. And then, yeah, I guess you also heard the wah, 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 wah. And the Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby song. And then the next few songs I'm going to play are going to be the last songs of the episode. And they are Misty by Leslie Gore, and You Put A Move on My Heart by Quincy Jones and Tamia. And Tamia is a Canadian artist, as you guys know. And the last song is going to be A Tale by Quincy by The Weeknd. And I wanted to include the last song because, you know, it's nice to hear all the songs that Quincy Jones has produced, but I did want to include, you know, a little song of him, or a little track where he is speaking and you guys could hear him talk about being vulnerable and about his life, a little bit about his life. But thank you guys for listening to this episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed so far, and I hope to see you guys in the next episode. Okay, bye.
Look at me, as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. In love.
Baby, I just want you to understand just exactly how you make me feel. Thank you.
dream that won't leave a trace of the blues. I just think of you.
back now, I didn't know what it was supposed to be. And it's like raising kids, man. If you weren't raised, you don't know how to raise, you know? I just did the best thing I could with them because they know well I love them. But I did do the best I could. I didn't know I was done. I will never forget watching my mother get put in a straitjacket and taken out of my home when I was only 7 years old. She was diagnosed with dementia praecox and put in a mental institution, leaving my daddy along with me and my little brother Lloyd. I later had an evil stepmother who further cemented the idea that I didn't need a mother. Growing up without one had long-lasting effects I didn't fully understand until much later in life. It bled into my relationships with family and those I had become romantically involved with. Whenever I got too close to the woman, I would cut her off. Part of that was vindictive and partially